Thus he brought them to the border of his holy land, to the hill country his right hand had taken. Psalms 78:54.
Father, you've brought me to the border of your holy land and asked me to enter in. There's nothing in this world that is more attractive to me. Nothing here can keep me from an eternity with you. Lord, you navigate my path through this world of sin and death. I will obey your directives. I will listen to your wise counsel. I will let you bring me to the border of your magnificent holiness. I will enter into the place that you've prepared for me. Amen.
You are a being made in the image of God. You are a being fit for heaven, and nothing in this world should be so attractive to you that you fail to give God complete control over your life. Have you ever really thought about that? We are made in the image of God. By being made in that image, we, as Paul says, were predestined. But so many of us just don't want that. So many of us would rather go our own way and live our own lives out of the will of God. Think about how his heart must feel when he sees his own image sinning continually.
Today's action: look very closely at yourself and ask this question: how much of Jesus does the world see in me? Today's treasures found in the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 21. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.